Armodoxy for today, Applied Theodicy. We have dedicated this week of Advent to exploring theodicies. That is, what does it mean to believe in a good God, in a just God, especially in the face of evil? We were prompted by the lesson of the week from Luke chapter 13. Today we apply theodicy and decipher a practical theodicy. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you." We begin to understand ourselves as part of a process, part of God's royal family. And in so doing, we begin to understand that the kingdom is not about prestige and honor, but about accepting a responsibility of being human, created in the image of God. In other words, solutions that are found outside of us reduce and nullify a very important component of our humanity, namely the ability to interact and share in the love of God. We pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." This is more than a wish. It is the understanding that we are the inhabitants of earth, and therefore, if His will is to be done, it is with our participation. The world around us is filled with much pain and suffering. It's everywhere. The evil we experience in life has many causes, some brought about by people, others by life circumstances. The Christian is called to be Christ-like. Jesus came across people who were suffering from illness as well as those in deep pain over losses brought about by tragedies in life. He reached out, comforted, healed, and restored. We would like to do the same, of course, but we're not confident in our ability to do so because we are so overwhelmed by the magnitude of the evil in our lives. Applied theodicy is about applying what we have learned as an answer to evil. Before Jesus healed and restored, He reached out and comforted. Reaching out is the first step a Christian is called to do, and each of us has the capability of doing so. During the Advent season, we have a very special evening dedicated to the remembrance of one of the greatest evils, namely the death of children. On the second Sunday in December, we gather and we remember those who have passed before their time to live. Children's Memorial Day is an opportunity to come together, offer ourselves, and bring semblance in a time of disaster. For a parent that has lost a child, whether to illness or to accident, comforting them may seem impossible. So then begin with the first step, reach out. It is a simple action that mimics the act of our Lord Jesus Christ. He reached out. Comfort will follow, and we begin to understand how God uses people, in this case you, to bring about healing and restoration. You begin to understand that indeed the kingdom of God is within you, and as a member of that kingdom, you are honored with responsibility. Jesus says, "In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." We are only halfway through Advent, and already the pieces are coming together. Each day builds on the lessons of the previous day. To be Christ-like is to accept responsibility to overcome the hardships, the evil of this world. Applied theodicy. Let us pray the words taught to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Amen. We continue on our Advent journey next time on Armadoxy for today, and I look forward to doing so with you.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.